are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Either you are, or I'll be skipping rope with your entrails. Ta-ta.
This podcast is brought to you by our patrons at patreon.com/Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, the podcast where we explore the amazing universe of the Elder Scrolls. Adventurers, welcome back to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots. I'm here with Lotus of Doom, my good buddy. Hey. Lotus, what's up, man? How's it going?
Things are well. Things are well.
Things are well. Are you excited? Because we've got our patrons here today.
I am.
Patron Day, February.
Game show goodness.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what we're going to do today? We're going to pit our patrons against AI. This is going to be a battle for the ages. Humans versus machine. It's going to be amazing. So.
Feel like we're in trouble.
So we're playing a game show today. What I've done today, and I will introduce everybody in just a second, but just so everybody knows, what I've done is I'm going to ask a series of questions. In fact, I'm going to make statements about crazy Elder Scrolls theories that either came from somewhere on the internet, and not as jokes, but as like legitimate things people have discussed on forums or Reddit or on like those really cheesy articles that those dumb websites put out, but legitimately things that have been debated, right? Or these theories were created by ChatGPT, the AI. And I told the AI to just come up with crazy theories that are absolutely false, that nobody else has come up with yet. So every theory is going to be out there. It's going to be crazy. It's not going to be like mainline theories like the tower ones where there's like a lot of substantial evidence to say that, okay, maybe this is legitimate. These things are all going to sound wackadoo, but they either came from humans or from AI, and our patrons have to decide which is which. So this is going to be a lot of fun. And then we'll discuss some of the theories to see if maybe the theories actually hold any water or not. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read through everybody's names and welcome everybody. And then at the same time, on the count of three, they're all going to make the sound of a guar. Here we go. We've got T-Rex, Ben of Temeria, Gigi, Bennett, Aubrey Mortem, Rob the Princess, Professor Bayless, and Falcon with a box on. On the count of three, everybody make sure you're unmuted and make a guar sound. Here we go. One, two, three. Wow. It's like they all merged together into like one gigantic guar.
That was guar. Something, all right. I hope the AI can remember that sound effect for later.
We are guar. That's amazing. Welcome everybody. This is going to be super fun. Here's what we're going to do. It says everybody have a pen and paper or something that they keep notes on. And I want you to label number one. And all you have to do is write AI or human who came up with this theory. And then we're going to discuss it a little bit, but I want you all to like, and we can discuss it. Some of you can be like, well, it sounds like something a person came up with, or maybe I think I might've heard that before, or this sounds totally bonkers. I think an AI came up with it, or it doesn't even make sense, or whatever. We'll discuss it. Okay. So here's the first one. Let's start out with our good buddy, Mike the Liar. Everybody loves Mike, right? All right. Mike the Liar is not actually a single person, but a title passed down from generation to generation among a group of Khajiit who are masters of deception and trickery. Is this a theory? Is this one of those like edge theories that somebody put out there on the internet? Or is this generated by AI?
Everybody, are we collecting these till the end where we go over them as well?
Well, let's everyone put down what they think and then we can kind of openly discuss them as we go. So who has some thoughts on this one?
Is this a freebie?
It's not a freebie, no. No.
The funnier part would be if this is like somehow actually OG designed by like an AI and we just didn't know about it from back in the day.
Right, where if you get to the technicality that like it's a group of them, not like the whole like Mike's father's father.
You're making a good point here, because this does not say that Mike the liar is not actually a single person, but a series of sons and fathers who passed on over time. It does not say that. It says passed down from generation to generation among a group of Khajiit.
Oh, this is some. So
you're
not
trying to get us.
Here.
You're trying to get us on a technicality.
I'm just telling you what the theory said when I found it.
Change my answer then.
Right. I'm just telling you.
Is that what Tom wants you to think? Because he's actually an AI.
I think Tom's metagaming this right now.
But you have to figure out. Yeah, and you have to listen to every little detail. Right? Is this?
I think Tom's being a swit.
Is this is this AI generated or is this people generated?
Say that on radio.
Well, I mean, I know there is that popular theory that, like, I think there's even a line in Morrowind or something that's like Maik's father or something. He like references
all three of the main games he's in.
That is very common.
He's in ESO too, which is
so the whole father son like, theory is very popular, and that's very much a human theory.
It'd also be long dead in ESO. Well, long not born or long dead in the later games if that was still the same one. He's also a different first stock in different games, which is a little weird.
He changes a lot.
Right. Yeah. So,
well,
so that
would explain the father to son thing.
Right. But I feel like we're going into some weird technicality thing where that's not quite the one we're thinking thing. Of.
Or different fur color. It could be completely thing. Different. You know, Khajiit.
It's not that.
Yeah, but generational differences can come up.
I don't think it's a popular theory, so I don't think this is a real human theory.
In The Elder Scrolls 6, what if Tom voices Maik?
Oh my god, I knew it.
Oh, I love that. This one has a theory that Maik is not individual people from one first dark family. Maik is a group of Khajiit.
It's like he's here.
All right, so the question isn't is this right or not. Ultimately, did a person come up with this, or was this generated by an AI? Does the AI understand this well enough to come up with something like this? I mean, because it seems like people have been saying this since
but it sounds just different enough that an AI took this information and bungled it into this.
Right. It sounds plausible enough to be real, not accurate enough to be popular.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm using the right words there, but
we know
the theories that are going around, and it's not this particular theory.
No, so. I think Tom just changed the wording around to mess with us.
I didn't edit anything.
Sure you didn't.
No, I didn't. I 100%. All the stuff on my document is copied and pasted from the locations I got it from.
How many questions are there? Just
so as many as we want to do. Maybe we'll do 10. Okay. We'll see. I have a bunch. I've got like pages of stuff. But
curious to know
however much we'll fill in an hour.
Perfect.
What, Bennett?
I'm curious to know what prompt you gave Chatbot.
Oh god.
I could read you the prompt even if it's still there. Let me see
Because I can see you typing something like come up with an Elder Scrolls theory that is very similar to an already existing Elder Scrolls.
I didn't give it that prompt.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah. So let me go all the way back. Create a list of 10.
If you read the prompt, then you're admitting the answer. So
This is the prompt. Create a list of 10 and I did this multiple times, so it's not just 10 crazy Elder Scrolls theories about the lore of the games based on concepts from real theories, but change them so that they're unique and false. So these are like close, but not right. Like,
yeah, this is going to be an hour of us meditating.
This is going to be interesting.
That was it. I didn't tweak the answers. I didn't make them more likely.
Robots is taking the side of the AI.
I knew it. It was right there this whole time.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard.
All right, I'm doubled down on my.
No, even if this one is AI, I think we're all going to like collectively agree that he should give it to us. That it's people. Because that's basically
the answer. We should get a point. Yeah.
It does not say father and son. So if you think that this is the same as father and son, is not. It is
I'm
not.
I'm saying this is not.
That's the reason why it's on the list is because it's not the same.
Of course, I know the theory. I came up with it back in 2014.
Of course, I know him.
He's me. It's me.
All right.
Just metagame.
You guys ready for the next one? Everybody's got their answers down on that one?
Yeah, yeah. I got this. All right.
All right. Second one. It's about the Dwemer. The Dwemer are not only still alive, but have become trans-dimensional beings who can enter and exit Nern at will. They are working on a plan to merge all possible realities into one under their control. I'll read it again. Oh. And remember, it's very specific, right? The Dwemer are not only still alive, but have become trans-dimensional beings who can enter and exit Nern at will. They are working on a plan to merge all possible realities into one under their control. Everybody's got their thinking faces on.
It's that second part that gets me.
I feel like part of that is an actual human theory, and an AI put a spin on it to make it false. No,
guys, remember, he specifically prompted, change it so it's a little bit wrong at the end of the prompt.
It's now, true. The other thing, there's another wrinkle in all of this. The AI bots aren't always right. They're not always 100% accurate. Well, so it might...
bots are dumb, no offense.
It might pull something and then change it in a way that isn't actually false or does match somebody else's theory. And I just didn't find that theory. So there's
also just the nature of the series. Like, you can't inherently say something is wrong if we don't know, because there's a very good chance it could be.
Right. Right. So what do you guys think about the drone?
The gray maybe.
What do you think?
Someone pulls out their 2014 theory.
This is another one that sounds very similar to a lot of popular Dwemer theories, but I don't remember that particular one. But I mean, I haven't read everything on the internet, so who knows?
Yeah. So, yeah. The thing I'm kind of trying to keep in mind is also people come up with some weird stuff unprompted anyways, where I've been like, what the, are you sure an AI
like
wasn't
all the way out
the wrong
of left
thing?
Field? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys, but I agree with Falcon's answer in the chat room.
Dwemer are Argonian.
I didn't want to say it.
Dwemer are farm equipment. Aw.
Oh, I just said
aw. All right, you ready for the next one? And no other thoughts on this one, on the Dwemer one?
It's, no, Tom, you're getting canceled for that, man.
I feel like this one is...
Well, what are the popular Dwemer theories, and is it just that? Is that the exact same thing? Because that feels like it is.
It's a little bit different than the most popular part.
I know the first part where they're like trans whatever beings.
We stand our trans rights.
Trans-dimensional beings.
Yeah, trans-dimensional beings. I've heard that theory, but like the second part,
here's the issue I have with it, is that the theory that I can think of that I know of that is the closest is that they are in a different dimension. They are trans-dimensional beings. The part that I don't know is true is that if they can cross the dimensions with their own will, and second all, if they're actually going for conquering, because I know they want to rival the gods, but I don't know if they want to conquer anything necessarily.
Yeah, I think that's
where I'm growing with a
unmake
bunch of
themselves. They didn't want to rule the world. They didn't want to conquer. They wanted to unmake themselves and return.
I don't think they wanted to do
states.
That. Well, they wanted to return to godhood. That's it's another way of wording it, but yeah.
Well, here's another thing though, because if these came from a forum conversation where somebody was like, all right, here's the popular Dwemer theory, and then somebody else responds and somebody else responds, and then somebody posts something like this, it's still a human's theory. It may not be the main topic of that forum post, but somebody's like, no, guys, I think it's more like this, right?
Can we change this to is the person who made this theory an idiot or not?
The answer is always yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I mean,
we're all idiots.
I feel like I was about to say, any theory I've ever put out there, I will second the fact that yes, they're an idiot.
That's fair. I was gonna say, I feel like I would have written this if anyone. I'm the one who wrote it. I know them. It's me. I'm sorry.
All right. So does everybody have
AI.
Human or AI?
Yeah,
human or AI?
I got an idea.
Pick.
Okay. Number three. This is the third one. This is about the towers. So the towers of Nern, which anchor reality, were constructed by a forgotten race that predates even the Elnofe. I'll read it again. The towers of Nern, which anchor reality, were constructed by a forgotten race that predates even the Elnofe.
Not forgotten, it's the Argonians.
Guys, guys, it's the Hiss before they got planted.
It's very plausible because the Argonians are possibly one of the oldest races on the world, so that's a very plausible theory. So.
Yeah, but then the thing
they're
is,
not forgotten.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not forgotten. No one talks about them.
But there are plenty of other races that are now extinct, so it's very possible that there was, you know, a now extinct forgotten race that did do it. It's a very plausible theory, but it's
the big issue with this one just comes down to whether or not it just comes down to whether or not we're believing the idea that like previous Kalpas do carry over like physical spaces. Like if so, most of the towers existing like from a previous Kalpa and then being brought over into the present one we experience in games, that could actually fit with this, but if not, then this is just a whole load of crap spouted by an AI that doesn't know what it's talking about.
See, that's where I think there's a where I'm looking at this is a little different. I'm not assuming people know any of that. I assume people like to write on the forums, regardless of how we like completely off the rails it is. I'm just thinking, did a person make that statement or did a robot make that statement?
Yeah, like I
expect the majority of these to just be wrong, and that doesn't really change.
I trust
whether
the robot
AI
to be smarter than most of us.
It's not about whether they're wrong. It doesn't even if they're plausible, wrong, correct.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, could a computer come up with this? And the answer is always kinda. So this is a really tough game.
It's always kinda. Yeah really it's always tough. Is a computer at least as intelligent as some of the stupidest people we know? Probably.
Yes. No, that's hopeless. Like,
but, I feel like... but even then, like, these theories aren't necessarily stupid. They just might be like kind of out there. Right?
They just have some of their facts a little off and they're like otherwise pretty plausible. I'm like, yeah, there could have been a race that did that, but like we have some facts that have been presented that kind of contradict that, so it doesn't seem likely.
Right, but it's like, does the person writing this forum post, be they robot or human, actually know that background? Like,
yeah, did the computer decide to ignore that, or was it just a person that was like, well, I don't think that's
true. Yeah, I don't spend my life studying this. I just so it's like I didn't even know that little bit. So yeah, it's
just yeah. Like, people who are going to be commenting on these forums, the kind of people that don't really care too much about this.
Once comments got these forums, probably people who actually care.
You read any forum,
and I don't read the
and
forums.
you get everybody, right? There are people who are like, well, actually, on the third line of this document, blah, 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 right? You get that. But then you also get the people who are like, hey, guys, I just played Skyrim for the first time. Do you think the dragons have anything to do with... And it's like, oh, God, you just like, okay.
Like yeah, just finish the game and you'll get that.
Just finish the game and you'll, it just tells
guys,
you in the game.
You can keep count of how many bunnies you kill in the menus in Skyrim.
Right. It's
after
like, 10 yeah,
years, we've, I finally found this.
It's like, yeah, like we've all known that for the last decade.
I'm going for the high score.
You kill bunnies?
I also want to say this theory is kind of overly simple if you think about it, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost too simple.
Well, I don't think he's going to read the entire theory. I think they have to be dumbed down.
These are summaries. These are basically summaries where I've just taken the core snippet of it and just dropped it in a document. Yeah. So I'm not going to tell you the entire conversation if there was one.
Right.
About
no, threats. But like the base thing of the theory that's kind of really simple for just a theory, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those Reddit threads are full of people that are like, you know, the genius minds like Arimithius, who like knows everything about Elder Scrolls, right. no, practically. Sure. And then there's also people that are like, well, dragons have four appendages and two wings, and so these aren't dragons. And like, that's the whole range.
Yeah, they're
Reddit.
Wyverns, and then
no. They're Argonians with wings.
We have Argonians with wings.
Clearly, they're Daedroths.
And dragons are farm equipment.
It's all there.
No. Oh no! All right.
So it could be anything.
It could be anything.
Plow lands.
How do you guys feel about this one? You feel ready to move on to the next one?
Yes, I know where I'm going. All right. I'm going with my gut reaction to basically all of these at this point.
Just go with your gut. That's all you can do. All right, number four. Talking about Daedric Princes. The Daedric Princes are actually alternate versions of the same being, each representing different aspects of their personality.
Do we see them in the same room together? Huh?
Yeah, I mean, yes. It could also just be the whole logic of like the angel and devil on your shoulder.
Ooh.
I mean, something with enough power could manifest itself multiple times in front of you. Like, I don't know that that's a limitation.
Well, I'm asking, I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, we have. We have seen multiple.
We have? Okay.
Yeah, Daedra at the same time. Yep. Yep.
You know when you're filling out a test on, like, the multiple choice and you answered C for the last six questions and you're like, the next one can't be C.
Yeah, I know, right?
So I'll read it again. The Daedric princes are actually alternate versions of the same being, each representing different aspects of their personality. So this would mean something like Sithis is all of the Daedric princes, or all the Daedric princes are Sithis or something like that.
They're all like Padmaics. So right. I can see this logic coming from an actual human being.
All I can see is a being, and it's one of those rotating heads. Literally just constantly changing when they
like the top of the Wabajack, but like wider.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking of like the King of Mars on Adventure Time. There's like the three head person that just rotates it, which one's talking. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it changes the you know, the different emotion or whatever.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with human just because I've hit AI for the last three and I'm like, it can't all be AI.
That,
so.
that was the theory that cost Loctavian and let me win QuakeCon. He answered the same thing, and he's like, there's no way that they're all of them are the same answer. And the spoiler alert was they were all the same answer.
I remember that. I remember that.
Impossible.
All right. How do you guys feel about this one? You ready to move on?
I feel confident.
I'm lukewarm on every single one of these so far.
I don't feel confident about any of my answers.
Yeah, same.
Me neither. Not even an ounce.
I know that I'm 100% right because I'm awesome.
Or are you an AI?
That's great. That's great. That's a lot of confidence. All right. Here's number five. You ready for number five? Sheogorath, the Daedric Prince of Madness, is actually a figment of the player character's imagination, a manifestation of their own descent into madness as they journey through the Shivering Isles. This is clearly very much about the Shivering Isles DLC. Was this a human or an AI?
I gotta say, the AI is pretty like on top of getting all the hot topics of Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, Sheogorath, the Daedric Prince of Madness, is actually a figment of the player character's imagination, a manifestation of their own descent into madness as they journey through the Shivering Isles.
I feel like I heard that before AI was like trendy.
Yeah. I mean, you might have, like, if these are being pulled from places online, then maybe you've heard people talk about these, right?
No, like, I feel like that's the post, like, specifically, like, that whole thing.
Well, and then also, there's also, like, this, like, strange possibility that it does exist on the internet. It is very much a human-created theory, and the AI didn't know that, and they just happened to create the same theory. That is a possibility.
That would cause my head to explode, though. That would be...
So then Tom only wins on a technicality, and that's
all of these are both.
All of these are both.
How many dumb ideas there are about the Elder Scrolls, and how many smart ideas there are, and everything in between. That's pretty likely, I would say.
The question is, how much faith do we have that idiots don't have access to the internet?
I have access.
Zero.
Zero. Exactly. I am here right now.
Can I ask it to be read again? I got a phone call and missed both of them.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. So again, it's Sheogorath, the Daedric Prince of Madness, is actually a figment of the player character's imagination, a manifestation of their own descent into madness as they journey through the Shivering Isles.
Okay. I feel like this is specific to Oblivion.
Yeah, it's a specific to the DLC, the Shivering Isles, right?
Right.
Like, it sounds like the kind of theory somebody would have come up with at the time, right?
Right, yeah.
This, the DLC, where you, like, mantle Sheogorath after?
Yeah, you go into the Shivering Isles, and you have to, like, fight a bunch of the weird, crazy monsters. And
yep,
this one also kind of relates to the previous one as well. The whole, is there two Daedra in the same room? Yes.
That's true. At the end, you have Sheogorath and Jigalag.
Yeah.
Yeah, you exist as Sheogorath and the whole thing, and you speak to Jigalag. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I talk to myself in the mirror all the time.
That just shows that you have bad
responding is.
Nah. Turns out you're a Daedric Prince. Congratulations.
I think you've been hanging around a little too much with Sheogorath.
The DLC never existed. You're all just insane.
All right, you ready for another one?
Yes.
Everybody's like, okay, yes. You want?
I'm ready to move on from my gamer subs to a skooma pipe.
Well, you can do a skooma one. Here, let's do a skooma one. Somewhere. Let's do a skooma one.
You guys.
Ooh.
Right. Yeah, skooma.
This one's about skooma.
Skooma one? This is great.
I'm calling it right now AI.
Just right off the bat.
Skooma.
All right, this one's a skooma one. The secret ingredient in skooma is actually the blood of dragons, which gives the user a temporary boost in strength and agility, but can have long-term side effects on their health and sanity.
I think I'm right.
I'll read this again. The secret ingredient in skooma is actually the blood of dragons, which gives the user a temporary boost in strength and agility, but can have long-term side effects on their health and sanity.
This sounds like the AI just pulled a bunch of words and then put them together.
I'm going the opposite direction. I'm thinking
that was Skyrim. Skyrim has dragons.
Dude, also that one Elsewhere expansion, dude.
So the way I'm going with this is there is a limit of stupidity for AI. There is no limit of stupidity for humans.
Oh, actually,
and this is the dumbest theory I've ever heard.
You've seen some AI sentences where they're like totally off the wall and don't make any sense. I mean,
I'm going to send to the Discord in a funny AI text that I got.
I also would think it's funny if that, like, in the next game, this turns out to become canon or something. Oh, we're all like, wow, that took a real weird turn.
AI is also just like a sophisticated predictive word generator. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's just predictive words for Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, that really
is. Buzzwords.
Maybe.
But it's a cohesive sentence and it's, you know, it makes sense.
Well, yeah, they have access to
it. So then it's AI.
I don't know if it makes sense.
Grammatically, it works.
Doesn't make good sense.
It grammatically works.
As AI normally does, or at least chatbot. GBT.
Yeah, because those things have access GBT to phone. Source.com.
Okay. This series was made by Ed and Eddie.
You ready for the next one? That was the skooma one. All right. We've got these next two, I feel like, are kind of on the same theme, which is kind of fun. All right. So we'll start with the first one. The Khajiit are actually descendants of a group of spacefaring felines who crash landed on Tamriel long ago and have since evolved to take on humanoid form. The Khajiit are actually descendants of a group of spacefaring felines who crash-landed on Tamriel long ago and have since evolved to take on humanoid form.
This just sounds like the backwards version of the Red Guards going to the moon. Like, and they just replaced Red Guard with Khajiit.
This just sounds like somebody
tuner.
Made like a fanfic.
See, now that one sounds like they just put together a bunch of buzzwords.
Yeah.
And then named it Coda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, I feel like Michael Kirkbride might like this.
That's what I'm saying.
Is Michael Kirkbride an AI? Did we just discover something?
This is what I'm saying. I really feel like this was just like the AI being like, yeah, Michael Kirkbride, I barely need to rewrite this. Here we go. Just slide this in.
Oh, no. What was that like fake thing that people made up like to write the 36 lessons? Kirkbride like locked himself in an apartment with like a bunch of drugs.
Oh my God, that has had to be changed off the wiki so many times because people think that it's fact. And it was just like, no, I was just working in the office.
It's not fact at all.
He did all these drugs. It's like, no, he's just really creative.
There's a screenshot with him like laying like almost naked in his kitchen or whatever. Here he's overdosing or something. It's like, right. No, that's a YouTube video that he released that you can go find on the internet.
I know, and then everybody took it as like, it's real. It's like, no.
It's funny to think that it's a robot.
Yeah, it's like, couldn't be any more fun. His wife gets super annoyed about that one because it kind of got adopted as like true. And it's like,
invalidates his creativity as well.
Yeah, like, actually, knowing how his own like stuff that he writes, enough people believe it, it's true now.
Yeah, that's actually true. It's like, oh no, what has he started?
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready for the next one?
Yeah.
What's part two of this?
All right, so the next one is kind of on a similar concept.
Oh, baby.
All right, the Aedra and Daedra are actually two opposing factions of ancient space deities who fought a cosmic war before landing on Tamriel.
It better be AI.
This sounds like World of Warcraft lore, not Elder Scrolls.
Please say it again.
I mean, it sounds silly, right? Like to all of
it
us, we're like,
sound
wait, that's
far off from what it is.
I mean, no, it sounds
kind of what happened.
But listen to the details. Listen, Adrian and Deidre were actually two opposing factions of ancient space deities who fought a cosmic war before landing on Tamriel, not creating it, landing on it.
That's the only difference, really.
This isn't a theory. This is canon.
Yeah. If you take out the landing and just say creating, then that is the origins of the universe.
Yeah, but did they fight a cosmic war? I don't know that the Aedra and the Daedra were like two different armies that fought each other.
No, but it sounds like
Cold War.
They were opposing forces,
right? It's kind of like taking the whole yin yang concept of like the Anu and Padme thing. And it's like, oh, well, they're factions. They're not just these two entities beating each other up. It's like that one seems like the AI was getting as close to something as they could to me.
The use of the word faction kind of sounds like it makes me think that this is like a Fallout fan wrote this and this is like their first exposure to the Elder Scrolls. They just crapped this theory out.
It kind of feels like that, yeah.
That's why I'm leaning towards human.
One is not very far off from the accepted canon, and two, the word faction is a very weird word to use in this context, I feel like. So yeah, I feel like this is AI. But it's totally plausible, again. Like, yeah, that's almost what happened, so sure, that's plausible.
It sounds dumb enough that I think it's human.
I'm not going to be surprised if everyone that I've put like AI, it's actually a theory, and then everyone that I've put person theory that it's actually an AI. So.
All flopped.
Yeah.
To just get zero across the board.
Right.
Yep.
All right. Well, tell you what, we've got a few more, but we're going to go thank our patrons and then we'll be right back. So don't go anywhere. We've got a few more questions and then we'll figure out who's going to win this thing. So we'll be right back.
This is Hamish Morak, Dragonborn, and you are educating yourself to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show, and we've got some new patrons to welcome. Stephen K. and Hunter, welcome to the Patreon. So glad you decided to join us. And that means that we're currently at 144 patrons. And we have to shout out our Daedric Princes, Kirasi, Neon Knight, and Noodle Al Dente for supporting us at the Daedric Prince tier. Thank you so much for that. And no new reviews this week, but if you'd like to leave us a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, we'll read it out on a future episode of the show. And of course, you can rate stuff on Spotify. You can join us on the Patreon if you'd like to join us, for example, in one of these chats or get a bunch of the other awesome stuff you can get on the Patreon at patreon.com/Elder Scrolls Lorecast. And that's going to do it for the mid break. We got more game show to do, so let's go do that.
You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, dear child of Sithis. That is why the Night Mother loves you.
All right, everybody. How do you feel about the Dragonfires ritual? You want a theory about that?
Sounds a bit
ritual
like AI.
Is all about like the center plot of Oblivion. Is that what you mean? The one that keeps the Daedra at bay?
Yeah. So here's a theory. I don't know if you're going to like it or not, but that's not the question. The question is, is it from a human mind or is it from an AI? The theory is the Dragonfires ritual, which is said to keep the Daedra from invading Tamriel, is actually a ruse created by the Daedric princes themselves to keep mortals from interfering with their plans. Kind of turns the concept on its head.
That's kind of a neat idea.
Can you repeat that?
Well, yeah, I'll read it again. The Dragonfires ritual, which is said to keep the Daedra from invading Tamriel, is actually a ruse created by the Daedric princes themselves to keep mortals from interfering with their plans. You guys are like, okay, so what does that mean?
I'm just trying to think, does that work? Because don't we have lots and lots and lots of instances of mortals going to Oblivion on their own will?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that doesn't seem like a good theory. So again,
I love the thought process. How it's every question
dumb enough to be human.
Yeah, every question is like, does this hold any water? How plausible or silly is it? And then is it silly in a human way, or is it exactly. silly in an AI kind of
is
way?
Is this so stupid that only a human could do it, or is it not make any sense that only an AI would try to come up with this incomprehensible idea? Or if it does hold water, it's like, well, is it too creative for a computer to come up with this? Or I don't know.
It's not very creative at all, though.
I think that's actually a pretty creative theory.
Well, they just took the original thing and twisted it around.
Like, made it the exact opposite of...
Yeah. If it were true, I think it would be very interesting, but I think it's not true, and so I don't know where that leaves me.
I think that kind of thought process...
pretty gray, though.
Yeah, that kind of thought process of, like, taking a concept and then twisting it, like, turning it on its head, is always clever in a way where, like, even though it seems simple, most people never come up with that. Right? Like, so in a way, it is kind of clever.
So sure, there's not a lot of math involved in this or a lot of planning involved, but it's pretty neat. It's a good idea. Yeah. I think someone just turning on his head is a really good theory. I just can't tell if it's a human one.
Well, I mean, there have been instances in history where somebody says one thing or something is true and then somebody says the exact opposite and it's believed to be true even though it's not. So
yeah,
I mean,
theoretically
could,
can't be true. Like,
yeah, it
but there,
could
yeah.
be a human theory rather than AI. I mean, considering that.
It's very wrong
it
in
seems
a basic
just simple
way.
Enough. It just seems so simple that it would make enough sense for it to be an AI. It very well could be human, but this one I feel like has more potential to be an AI than most of the others.
AI can get pretty sophisticated, though, too. Yeah, like it's not just like a simplistic
thing.
Yeah,
but
honestly,
I feel like there's
got to
be
fingers.
One outlier of stupid.
Yeah, I feel like every single prompt here is kind of just like we're taking a shot in the dark, like flip a coin. And
I'm not going to lie to you, that's entirely what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
Tom, give us a prompt about fingers, and then we can tell if an AI did it or not.
Finger.
Actually,
there's seven fingers. Tell us, has seven fingers.
We're getting an Elden Ring, though.
Yeah, there it is. The thing on Amazon with the ring where it makes it look like you have an extra digit, so then people think the photo's an AI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart. That's pretty smart.
Just ruin everything.
I don't want to get one of those.
All right, you ready for the next one? This one...
I mean, I guess I haven't decided yet, but I...
just gotta
yeah,
choose.
Let's go.
Dragonfires. All right, here we go. Next one. This one has to do with the Thalmor. The Thalmor, are secretly working with the Argonians to bring about the end of the world by summoning a giant sea monster to destroy Tamriel.
Too much thinking for an Argonian.
I hate it.
Have you heard this before?
Elves are too racist.
Yeah, I feel like
those elves wouldn't even.
This is a crazy, ridiculous theory. But I'm pretty sure I've read this on Reddit before.
Oh boy,
is this one that you've heard?
But was that on True STL though?
Probably.
Then there you go.
Well, I didn't. If it,
counting those.
I didn't pull anything from True STL. So maybe something started there and then made its way somewhere else. I don't know.
People post on True STL are just spewing a bunch of bullcrap most of the time.
Right.
But sometimes
they also are
it's founded
the other
bullcrap.
Subs. Yeah.
Sometimes it's stuff that like, well, yeah, it's as obnoxious and ridiculous as it is. It does make sense.
I'm just going with AI because Thalmor is involved. That's it.
Yeah.
Just keep it Thalmor nice and simple.
No human could be interested in elves.
It sounds too much like a Reagan X3 theory that you'd read on True STL that I know Tom wouldn't pick it. So I think it's got to be an AI one.
All right. You ready for the next one? You guys got answers for that one?
Yeah.
Human or AI? Yeah. All right. This one, I like this one. Okay. The player character in each game is actually a reincarnation of the same soul destined to play a pivotal role in each era of Tamriel's history.
Dragonborn is eternal champion.
Oh, yeah.
The player character in each game is actually a reincarnation of the same soul destined to play a pivotal role. But like the specific words here, reincarnation of the same exact soul, like every single player character in every game is ultimately the same soul.
That's the whole
Morrowind
theory.
It's not that you're just the prisoner. It's like you're actually the same soul.
Does that include ESO?
I think
because that's a lot of souls.
Well, actually, you don't have a soul in ESO, yeah, so there you go.
Well, you do if you do the main story and get it back.
I feel like people writing these series know that.
Wait, but in Morrowind, is it already like the reincarnated, like Nerevarine?
Yes,
Nerevarine. Yeah.
There are so many different reasons why this theory is wrong, and I'm pretty sure it's a human theory.
Yeah,
100%. I'm with you, Rob.
I'm kind of leaning that way with this one too.
Too dumb.
An introspective look at any of the protagonists and how their soul may be related to reincarnation and how it could relate to another one, it immediately jumps into a problem for every single one of them.
The only one where it could make sense that you're like repeating is Arena to Daggerfall, then maybe into Morrowind.
To Morrowind, it's already a bit of a jump. But
yeah, that's why
Arena to Daggerfall is like there's
Arena to Daggerfall could be a connection. Sense.
Yeah,
but
that's the only one where it makes any sense.
And so I feel like this is one that's just so wrong. It has to be human.
So it's human or AI? What do you think?
It's too dumb. It's not.
Did AI. It's, also, was this just referring to mainline entries?
I think you said so.
Well, player character in each game.
Cyrus the Redguard.
I was going to say, this Silas and in also the number two battle mage.
Cyrus.
You.
Right?
Oh, don't forget Blade.
I mean, there's always.
Silas is the guy from Skyrim's like Dagon quest.
There's always the question.
I think Silas is also the guy from, what do you call it? Horizon Zero Dawn.
Someone take this guy's nerd badge away. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Dude, I told you. I looked all this stuff up before each episode. You can't quiz me on the fly.
But there's always the question of, like, did the person play through all the games? Like, which ones are
not.
They referring
to? That's why they came
to?
Up with this theory.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, he's not one of the nine people who played Battle Spy.
This is probably a Skyrim. Yeah, right.
This guy definitely has never played Stormhold.
All right, you ready for the next one? Let's. I've got like
please
four more.
Stormhold. I regret everything.
I've got four more. Let's try and get through these four.
Four more, and then we'll see.
All right.
Okay.
So next one says the Greybeards are actually a cult of powerful mages who use the Thum to manipulate reality and bend it to their will.
Isn't that canon?
Yeah, like they kind of are.
Say that again, because that just seems like what is.
Greybeards are actually a cult of powerful mages who use the Thum to manipulate reality and bend it to their will.
So I'm guessing.
I'm okay. I guess they don't necessarily
to be hung up on the cult of mages.
I think the cult of mages and manipulating and bending reality. So it's one thing to be like, I'm just going to blow out the candles by just. Casting a Thum. It's another to like manipulate reality.
To say the Thum is not magic is just to be
right.
Like, okay, what are you, Vanis Galarian, trying to decide exactly what is and what is not magic so you can get money off of it? Like, get out of here. Everything's magic.
Well, on top of that, though, like, here's my question, though. But if it's canon and Todd Howard wrote it, is Todd Howard an AI?
Well, of course, Todd Howard is a lizard powered robot who.
See?
Todd's an Argonian.
Wow.
So he's powered by farm equipment?
All right. So whether this is accurate or not, do you think that an AI came up with it, or do you think it was something somebody posted somewhere?
It just seems like a variation on the truth, so it's probably
the
like
part that's not
AI
true
prompt.
Is that the Greybeards are very pacifist and peaceful and not looking to really do anything except find like the answer to like their purpose and all that. Like they're just a bunch of hippies.
They're finding the meaning of life, and that's 42. That's all you need to know. So
this theory kind of
how many words of power is there? 42
and says like, oh, they're secretly evil people who want to rule the world. Would an AI try to do that, or would a person try to do that? Because they're just trying to corrupt the purpose of this group.
I feel like an AI could misinterpret what they are, and that's how an AI could come up with this
the mage thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Like the extra 12. Word that just makes it like not a human theory or just literally what's in the game.
Yeah.
I'm going to go towards, there's a lot of me that's saying this is AI, but there's something just saying, no, I think this is human. So I'm going to stick with my gut and go human.
This is the 12th one, right?
I don't know what number it is.
Also, Tom, the winner gets to keep your car, right?
fun fact, my parents now have my car, and I took their car because they're like retired and have a crappy car. And so
perfect.
It's a 20-year-old Toyota.
Well,
Toyota will never break.
It's going to outlive you.
It's going to outlive me anyway. All right, here's the next one. We got three left. The Elder
Scrolls, like turtles.
And that's a threat.
You guys ready? The Elder Scrolls themselves are not simply prophetic texts, but are in fact sentient beings that can manipulate time and reality. They are engaged in a secret war with each other, and mortals are caught in the crossfire.
Oh, why'd you add that last part?
Me and Lotus both are heads perked up at the exact same time. Like,
I was going to say, I'm like, yeah, I've heard that. Wait, what was that last part?
Here, I'll say it again.
Like, yeah, yeah, okay.
The Elder Scrolls themselves are not simply prophetic texts, but are in fact sentient beings mm-hmm. That can manipulate time and reality. Mm-hmm. They are engaged in a secret war with each other, mm-hmm. and mortals are caught in the crossfire.
I feel like that
this
last
is definitely
part
a human theory.
I feel like it's real. No, because the human logic is like, oh, they're the Elder Scrolls are the generals, and then the little moths are like their foot soldiers.
Okay.
This is too elaborate to be AI.
Did Professor come up with this then?
No, I have to just get in the headspace of a moron, you know? But, you know, basically that's just any given
hard
end user. Self-roast.
I was very on board with like, oh yeah, no, I've totally heard this before until that last little part.
That and I'm last, like, yeah,
did somebody add that or did a robot
human?
Add that?
I think that makes it more human. I think it's just really dumb.
I don't know.
AI would somewhat base it in logic.
Well, no,
I think that's the AI trying too hard to be extra like the rest of these theories.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, there's a lot of extra dramatic theories in here. I'm going to try to do that. And there's like, come on.
But doesn't that also feel like something people do? Like, oh, somebody put this theory out, but I got an extra little piece to it that you will blow your minds.
Yes, yeah, but not in this way.
It feels like three theories got mashed into here because like the Elder Scroll theory feels like you pulled the Elder Scrolls, you pulled the Daedra and the Aedra, and then you pulled, I forget what the last one I was thinking of. God, I just blanked on it. But it feels like three theories just slammed into one, and then they're just like, yeah, this is a theory. This looks good.
Mm-hmm. Just like imagining that scene in the movie Mean Girls when they're like, Mom, can you come pick me up? The girls are fighting, except it's the Skrulls are fighting.
They're just unraveling on each other.
All right. Next one is the second to last. All right. You ready for this one? The events of each Elder Scrolls game take place in alternate timelines, creating a multiverse within the Elder Scrolls universe. So what this is not saying is that dragon breaks are a thing and then everything comes back into the same timeline. It is saying that the events of each Elder Scrolls game take place in alternate timelines. So every game is in its own timeline, from creating a multiverse within the Elder Scrolls universe.
Which could be because of dragon breaks. It's not saying one or the other. It could be both, but
it's not using the dragon break thing as the reason that we have like the weird split necessarily.
I think that's kind of a sound theory because that's kind of like what like Todd Howard has said about the canon of Elder Scrolls is like whatever you experience in the game is canon. And that would have to mean like it's isolated in this one universe to be that true for every single person.
So there are so your Skyrim playthrough and mine are in different multiverse versions of the same thing.
My playthrough of Skyrim is a canon universe of the series, and then so is yours. It's just a different one.
Now, do you think this was something discussed by humans or created by an AI?
I mean, I think that discussion was kind of kicked off when Todd Howard made that statement. So, yeah, I think this is a very human conversation. That's what I'm going for.
Everyone's on their heads.
I think I'm on the same page as Rob with that one.
Yeah. Also, we're on number 14, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So number 15, one more. This one has to do with Gwar.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. So here we go.
This one was made by Ark.
It says, the Gwar are actually the true rulers of Blackmarsh, secretly pulling the strings behind the scenes and manipulating the Argonians into doing their bidding.
Oh, so it really is Ark. Got it.
I knew it was going to be
you weren't kidding.
Like that.
That's just Ark. Yeah. No.
Yeah, I've heard Ark.
But is Ark AI?
That I can't be sure of.
We're not sure anymore.
He is a programmer, so who knows?
Maybe he programmed his own self, and then that's the version you've been interacting with.
Could I just went on a technicality and say that a human created AI, so by default,
all of it is human.
Sure.
So it's both. It's still both.
Sure.
It's still both.
All right.
In the end, God is fake, so we're all artificial intelligence. Oh,
let's talk about things that are not diversive in any way.
That's a super not polarizing
thing. Let's not get into the Matrix. Yeah.
All right. No. All right. You guys ready? You guys ready for this? Everybody has your list of answers.
Yes, and I feel moderately not confident about any of this.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
I aced it.
All right. Now, let's see. How many of you... count up how many you put as AI and how many you put as human. I wanted to see what the splits ended up being. Who had, like, way more human and way less AI?
One, two, three.
Like, what were your numbers?
Eight human,
yeah, seven human. AI?
I had nine AI. Human.
Nine human. Rob's the most human.
I had eight human and seven AI.
Wow, okay, so for me, a lot of you guys are, like, split in half, almost.
Okay, so I only have
AI,
four
AI, nine human.
You only had four human, Lotus?
I only had four humes.
Okay. I have six human.
Seven humans.
Stupid humies.
Ben's at six. How many humans?
Need a bigger basement, Gigi, or...
Gigi, how many human did you have?
We'll scan.
I did eight humans.
Eight human. And then, Lord Professor, how many humans did you have?
Eight.
Eight humans. Okay. So, who had the most AI then?
Me, obviously.
Lotus had the most AI. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, I did it again.
Robots.
These were all AI generated.
Damn it, I was so close.
You,
damn it. I felt really uncomfortable about all four of the human ones too. But I was like, I think these ones are real. But I was like, I feel like there's so many AIs. Yeah. I feel like I should just say AI
you
for everything.
Sweat.
Damn it! I was so close to catching on
you
again, Tom.
Sweat.
Oh man, that language. I specifically told the AI to make sure that these were false, and so it should have changed each of them, but as you notice, some of them are really close.
Yeah,
so like
I feel like those were the four that I was like, I want to say AI because I feel like this is all AI, but I was like, no, this has to be a human thing. Damn it. Almost caught on.
It's an interesting test of like what things you will get, right? Like how does that actually work and how human is it or how not human is it?
I feel like this is, as even though it was mistaken for human for most of mine, this is kind of a good thing because that means like the war against AI is a lot further ahead because AI is just really stupid.
Actually, yeah, good point. All my guesses for human were like, yeah, this is too stupid to be it. That makes me feel a lot safer.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So which of these do you guys feel like is the most, well, let's start out with which one do you feel like is the least AI, like the most human?
I thought those
the
last
factions
two.
One. The last two were convincing.
Thought those last two, I could not talk myself into putting AI. And I was like, I really want more AI, and I couldn't do
kind
it.
Kind of AI.
The war one. Having its own universe, that's superhuman. Like, that has, like...
Yeah, I really thought that one was,
but that's
like,
probably because there were so many conversations about it that it was able to get a more realistic,
right,
like, imitation.
Mm-hmm. But the whole idea of ESO being like, oh, yeah, you see all these other adventurers running around doing the exact same thing because you're just all in separate paths of a dragon break. And like you said, it's not saying that dragon breaks aren't a thing. It's just not using that as only the crux for why it's a different, like... you know, thing independent of yourself. And that's why I was like, I feel like that one's, yeah.
I mean, it's an interesting idea because if a dragon break happens and then everything solidifies and yet somehow all of those events are simultaneous, then why not the events after that being paths that came out of that simultaneous event in slightly different trajectories? Like,
what?
Like, I don't know.
You broke Rob.
So sorry, I broke Rob. Okay, so which of these do you feel like was not only the most human, but regardless if it felt human or not, seems the most likely?
The Maik one.
The Maik one?
Yeah, the Maik one. That's half confirmed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really just the fact that we talked about it so much and you needed to clarify because the game had just started that I think really helped me be like, oh no, there's like one word off of it's like, oh wait a minute, this is so close, but it's like, oh, you're bringing this up so that we realize that it's the minutia that we need to pay attention to.
The title passed
I feel like
down
the one is right because it implies that just like a bunch of Khajiit were like, yeah, let's mess with people.
Most of these are very plausible and they just took one thing and like, nah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Honestly, the Gwar one to me spoke the most because there's so many people who are infatuated
it's
with
such
Gwars.
A meme.
Yeah,
But can you blame them?
Right. Like, I was going to say, when you follow my channel on Twitch, it literally says, welcome to Cult of Guar. Like, I mean, it doesn't get any more on brand. It's like people have weird associations with those things.
So which one do you think was the dumbest one? You're just like, oh my God, that's totally like,
what was the one that
the skooma?
The one with like
the skooma. Yeah,
the skooma with the blood of dragons.
The blood dragon skooma.
So I think the sea monster Thalmor and like
the sea monster Thalmor was pretty ridiculous.
That was a good one.
Stupid. That one is based off of a very real theory on Reddit, and I can't remember what it is. And yeah, I don't remember a sea monster being involved, but there was a theory.
It's funny that it's like, let's take the most racist group in the game and they're going to befriend somebody like who constantly gets dunked on. And it's okay.
Well, there's a lot of evidence in the theory. I remember reading, I'm like, okay, you're kind of making some sense, but all of this is wrong. But like, I see where you're coming from. But it was like alliance between the Thalmor and the Argonians. And they had a lot of facts to back it up. And I wasn't necessarily believing it, but I was like, I need a lot of thought into this one.
To be fair, the Thalmor are like in close ties with the Khajiit quite a bit who get marginalized.
Quite a what?
I don't know. That's a weird slip of the tongue.
But the Khajiit and Argonians hate each other.
Well, the thing is, it was the Khajiit got tricked by that like BS thing. It's like, yeah, we saved the moon. Yep, we brought it back. All right, it wasn't a freaky eclipse. It was us.
I feel like Rob's reaction to that theory of like, you got a lot of things that work here, but it's just totally wrong. It's the same feeling you get when I come up with a theory. And you're like, I see where you're coming from, but just no.
Yeah. I got the two actual theories that fit with
prior to this global reveal. You were like, yeah, you seem like you're going along with it, but you don't agree with it. And I'm like, no, I don't agree with anything, but I like your creativity.
Right.
Can I share with you guys two really stupid theories I thought of just when I wasn't sure like what the original plan was going
to
be?
Why don't you hold on to it and we'll talk about it after we wrap the show, because we'll go through and we'll do everybody's ending thing.
Fun.
And then we can discuss it when we wrap the show.
Boy,
but
an hour.
Sounds good. Yeah, we're at an hour and it's time to wrap this up, guys. Thank you so much. So I guess whoever put the least amount of humans,
Lotus
wins. So it's
victory.
Lotus, you won.
Can I win?
I had nine.
I feel
who
like
had the next
co-host.
Who had the next
sort of excludes
largest?
Me.
Was it Ben? Who had the next largest amount of AI? Ben had nine.
Ben had nine.
So Ben, Ben actually wins because Lotus isn't allowed to win.
You can't prove that I didn't cheat like I asked in the pre-show.
All right. Well, here
I put one. I said everyone was an AI.
There it is.
There you go. You got it. All right. So let's go back through. We're gonna
Falcon loses because he just said something really messed up. And then
oh boy. Okay. Well, anyway, let's go back through. Feel free to share if you've got some project you want to shout out. You don't have to say like I'm not doing anything. If you're not doing anything, you can just be like, hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here. You can reach out to me on Discord or whatever. But if you do have a project you want to shout out, feel free to share info for how people can find it and access your stuff and do all that. Let's start with T-Rex. T-Rex, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm on the Discord and sometimes I play games, but lately I've been really into Hogwarts Legacy, so that's all I've been playing.
So lots of Hogwarts.
Oh, it's so good. It is amazing.
Nice. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us, Ben.
Yeah.
Ben, I know you've got stuff.
Yes. So I have two podcasts. One is Holocron Histories, Star Wars Canon versus Legends, to where you go over the deep dive of lore between pre-Disney, after Disney, and all that fun stuff. And then I have my other podcast, the Wizarding World Lore Cast, where we take a deep dive into the Wizarding World and Harry Potter lore. Such as our most popular episode right now is our Hogwarts Legacy impressions.
Sure.
Which is exploding and it's fantastic.
Right. And people have asked about like, well, why do you guys have a Wizarding World, you know, with the whole, you know, negativity going around Rowling, J.K. Rowling and all that. They've asked like, should you really be talking about it? But my thought on that, because I'm sure people will ask, is, and Ben, you can back me up on this, is by having a show about this, you can address the issues about why those are such terrible things. And you can talk about it and maybe enlighten people who don't know why that's so terrible as to why it is. It's not like J.K. Rowling's getting money from your show. Right. Like,
now, God,
that's not how that works. So being able to have a discussion out in the open like that actually brings more people into awareness about what the issues are. So that's part of the positivity that you bring in your show. So thanks for joining us again, Ben. This is congratulations on winning. That's awesome. All right, Gigi, you got anything going on?
I'm just happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I play ESO sometimes, so can catch me there, I guess.
Yep, with everybody else on the Discord when you guys do group events. That's awesome. All right, Bennett, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be here. You can ping me on the Discord if you want to get in touch. You can catch me on next week's Fallout Lorecast. I've been working on a YouTube channel, but it might end up being a TikTok. I filmed my first video, and I think it might actually fit better for the format of a TikTok rather than a full-length YouTube video.
Cool.
So I'll know once I'm done editing that, but that's what I've been working on.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Send us the links. That's awesome. Cool. All right, Ombre.
So I obviously stream once in a while, so you can always find me on Twitch. I always stream there under Ombre Mortem. Besides that, I drew a little bit, some pictures. We got, you know, nice. We got the Dwemer tractor. We got the Wobjack, you know, his throne. Got some Skooma, the tower.
Dwemer
we
tractor.
Got Robot as, what was his name again? The liar. We
Mike.
Got him.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike yeah. The liar. And then we got a little Skyrim with a Santa hat, because why not?
That's awesome.
So that's what I was drawing while I was just, you know, listening, guys.
That's so great. That's yeah. So good. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. Rob?
You can follow me on Twitter at Rob the Princess. I don't really post much. I try to, but I don't. Follow the Sky Oblivion project. It's got a release date now. Things are getting exciting. And Lotus had an interview with Rebel. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So Sky Oblivion, it still need volunteers, so please reach out. Also, I'm the Lorecasters Guild Officer on PCNA, and then I also play on EU quite a bit as well. So please join us in EU. Reach out to me if you don't know how to join the guild. I can help you figure it out and come play. Love to have you guys.
Yeah, there's not an official release date yet. We just know the time frame.
It's not a release date. It's a release time period.
Yeah, right.
I don't even remember the
right.
Yeah, it's like somewhere around this time, which I don't even remember the time it is.
I think it's
right
next
now.
Year. It's sometime next year or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, by the end of 2024 or something like that. Yeah. So okay, cool. Well, awesome. Yeah, get in touch with Rob if you want to either join the guild, or you can do that on the Discord, or if you want to join him on any of this modding projects. That's awesome. Well, thanks for joining us again, Professor Lord Professor. What do you got going on?
I keep saying it every month, and it keeps getting pushed off another month. The whole doing my whole show, which is going to be themed as like an Elder Scrolls lore like lecture from an in-universe professor, which is going to have to wait until I get a VTuber model, because, you know, not being able to stay standing for the whole thing.
Yeah.
But that's probably going to get pushed off another month because the artist is having issue. But
okay,
praying for that, and then hopefully when that gets going, I can do that as well as just other game stuff.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, so if you like TCGs share that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. And yeah. Falcon, wrapping it up.
Oblivion is the least important game.
First.
You're just trying to start fights.
I'm just going to do just takes every month.
Yeah. You just got to drop a hot take. All right. Well, yeah, cool, man. You got anything else going on you want to share?
No, I don't do anything.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. This has been super fun. Lotus, what do you got going on? I know you had a big interview recently.
Yeah. kind of what Rob alluded to. It's out now on the Tales of Tamriel podcast, wherever you can, you know, download podcasts. And actually, even though we generally don't really bother with the YouTube side of things, I put it up on my own channel just because I figured people might want to see the video version of it, especially when we went on this like weird thing of like showing off a whole bunch of UESP gear that he got sent. He was very excited about it.
That's where I watched it.
Yeah. So if you have interest in the video version of the Skyblivion interview we have with Rebel, it's on my YouTube, which is just Lotus of Doom. But it was a lot of fun getting to chat with him about the project. And man, he gave some very interesting behind the scenes stuff that was kind of just interesting to hear what a monumental project that really is. So, but that's pretty much it. Other than that, I've just been blundering my way through Daggerfall and all that good stuff. So,
yeah,
normal stuff for me. Yep. Torture in classic Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, well, go check that stuff out. And of course, if you want to check out any of my other shows or the other shows on the network, robotsradio.net is the place to do that. And we'll be back next week with a regular episode. Thank you, chat, for being here. Thank you all of the patrons, you guys, everyone who couldn't be here today, everyone who supports the show, everybody. Thank you so much for all of your support. And that's going to do it for this week. Stay safe out there. And if you do have some crazy ideas, I don't know, feed them to an AI and see what the AI thinks of your crazy idea. We should try that backwards next time. That's weird. All right. See you guys next time. Bye, everybody.
See you later.
Thanks for joining us. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach me on Twitter at robots_radio or Lotus of Doom at Lotus of Doom. Also, you can join us on the Robots Radio Discord channel. You can easily just search Robots Radio Discord on Google or check the description underneath the podcast. Also, this podcast is recorded live every week on Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on the Robots Radio channels on Twitch, YouTube, and on Facebook. So just search Robots Radio on any of those platforms. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you while we record the show, or before or after. Either way, just come hang out with us. And if you're looking for more information about my shows and the shows on the Robots Radio Network, go to robotsradio.net for all the information about all the shows on the network, including the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where I help both new and existing podcasters to grow their shows, build their audiences, and create the best podcast they possibly can. All of that at robotsradio.net. We'll see you next time.